with Esmeralda News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Cole Thomas Allen, the man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump at last Saturday's White House Correspondents' Dinner, has been arraigned in a Washington court. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump has faced an unprecedented number of life-threatening attacks.
This is the third major assassination attempt against President Trump in 2 years. No other president in history has faced such repeated, serious attempts on his life.
Levitt calls on President Trump's critics to lower the temperature of their public comments.
This hateful and constant and violent rhetoric directed at President Trump day after day after day for 11 years has helped to legitimize this violence and bring us to this dark moment.
The president is likely to face new security questions as he plans to attend a series of large, high-profile events in coming months. Deadly tornadoes struck Texas and Oklahoma this weekend.
Authorities say the storm came through the town of Runaway Bay around 10 p.m. Saturday, killing one person. Emergency responders worked to clear the debris.
There's like 64 poles that are down at this moment, electric lines everywhere.
Runaway Bay Mayor Herman White.
Terrible. You know, these are just not citizens, they're friends.
The storm also hit Springtown, where authorities say a second person died outside the city limits. On Sunday, National Weather Service teams confirmed that an EF2 tornado hit the Runaway Bay area and an EF1 tornado struck the Springtown area. Audio courtesy of WFAA. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 82 points. The NASDAQ rose 50. The S&P 500 advanced by 8 points. This is SRN News. Why do people listen to Christian radio? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The number one reason that Americans give for tuning in to their local religious broadcaster is because the programming provides spiritual encouragement. That's the word from the Pew Research Center, which reports that the second most common reason people listen to Christian radio is because they find it calms them down. Pretty important in a chaotic world. The poll also finds Americans value religious broadcasting for its life advice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two people are under arrest in an alleged plot to attack a Texas synagogue. One court document says it appeared they planned to drive through the congregation to kill as many Jews as possible. Congregation Beth Israel is the oldest Jewish house of worship in Texas, founded in the 1850s. It also operates a school going up to fifth grade. The arrests follow an attack on a destroyed area synagogue last month. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. The stock market's record-breaking rally slowed after uncertainty rose over the weekend about what will happen next in the Iran war. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%, beating its all-time high set on Friday. The Dow dropped 0.1%. The NASDAQ composite added 0.2% to its own record. Crude prices climb more than 2% as oil tankers still find the Strait of Hormuz effectively closed to traffic. This upcoming week is packed with profit reports from Wall Street's biggest companies. The Dow dropping 63 points today, closing at 49,167. The NASDAQ gaining 50 points to 24,887. The S&P 500 was up 8 to 7173. This is the Wall Street Business Report.
More details at srnnews.com.